Governor Tony Evers is including money to address PFAS in his proposal for the next state budget. It's Wednesday, February 5th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a package of proposed rules for election observers got mixed reactions from Republican lawmakers. And the Dane County Sheriff's Office will no longer be paid for sharing some data with federal authorities. Stay with us.
This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret.
What people see is the prices they're paying, right, or the level of credit card debt they have.
But there's also a practical need to move toward a carbon neutrality, especially in the Lake Superior in the North Country.
And if you come together and deal with the issues, you have a greater amount of collective strength.
Wisconsin Today, weekday mornings at 9 on WPR News.
Governor Tony Evers announced yesterday that his proposal for the next state budget will include $145 million to address PFAS. As Danielle Kading reports, it would also protect innocent landowners from having to foot the bill to clean up PFAS contamination.
The governor's proposal would fund new grant programs, staff, testing, and research. It would be mostly paid for with $125 million already set aside to address PFAS. GOP lawmakers and Evers have been at odds over dealing with the chemicals. Evers vetoed a Republican bill last year over fears it would let polluters off the hook. Now the governor says his proposal protects innocent landowners like farmers from footing the bill to clean up PFAS contamination. Attorney Rob Lee with Midwest Environmental Advocates says nobody opposes that exception.
But at the same time, we have to be careful about amending the spills law and make sure that we don't create loopholes that polluters can exploit.
One GOP lawmaker says Evers has refused to work together, delaying solutions for communities facing PFAS contamination. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin Republicans have introduced a bill that would bring state immigration enforcement into alignment with President Donald Trump's mass deportation agenda. The proposal would require sheriffs to report unauthorized immigrants charged with felonies to the federal immigration agency known as ICE. Sheriffs would then have to hold people for longer if ICE asks them to. That's something that does not happen right now in Dane and Milwaukee counties. The Republican bill states that communities who don't comply would see a reduction in how much money they receive from the state. Speaking to reporters at a stop near La Crosse, Governor Tony Evers criticized the proposal.
We don't need the Republicans in Madison telling sheriffs what to do, but we have tens of thousands of people that are working in our factories. Their only problem right now is that they weren't born here.
Evers says he'll veto that bill if it reaches his desk. The Dane County Sheriff's Office will no longer be paid for sharing some data with federal authorities about immigrants living in the country illegally. Sarah Lear has this update.
Dane County has collected around $90,000 annually through the federal program known as SCAP. In exchange, the county shared information about some immigrants who have multiple criminal convictions. But last month, Dane County Sheriff Calvin Barrett announced his agency is cutting ties with the program. Tim Muth is with the ACLU of Wisconsin, which applauded the decision.
The deportation machine runs on data. And participating in the SCAP program fed data into that deportation machine.
In an interview with WISC TV, Barrett cited community feedback and said things have changed now that President Donald Trump is back in office. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Communities across Wisconsin are asking voters to approve referendums to hire more police officers and firefighters. This comes even after the passage of a 2023 shared revenue law, which sent more money to local governments. Data from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found 31 municipalities held referendums to increase their property tax levy last year. That's because state law ties local property tax increases to new construction unless voters approve a tax hike. Robert Scott is the City of Brookfield's Director of Finance and Administration.
And so there's a gap between what we're able to tax under the law and what it costs to provide ongoing services.
Brookfield is asking residents to approve a $6 million tax increase to keep 9 firefighter positions. Whitewater and Marshfield are also holding public safety referendums this spring. Republican state lawmakers have questions about a proposal outlining rules for elections observers. Rich Kramer reports the Wisconsin Elections Commission says it's hoping to see it approved before the 2026 midterms.
The commission's proposed rules span 12 pages. They would lay out where observers can stand at polling places, central count locations, and nursing homes. During an Assembly Elections Committee hearing Monday, Republican Elections Commissioner Don Millis said it's an attempt to put flesh on the bone of vague state laws on what observers can and can't do.
Because, again, the statute really gives almost total discretion to the clerk or the election inspector. And so that's why the rule is important.
A Republican bill last year would have given observers closer access to voters in polling places and established criminal penalties for election officials who deny them. That bill was vetoed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Most states have legalized sports betting, but in Wisconsin, gambling on sports is still only allowed on tribal lands. A new Wisconsin Policy Forum report found 6 tribal nations in the state had active sports betting operations as of last year. The report says Wisconsin could expand online sports betting to create additional tax revenues, but doing so comes with risks. Rose Blozinski is with the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling.
We've seen an increase over the past several years in people who say they are becoming addicted or have become addicted to some type of sports betting.
The report acknowledges there is, quote, some amount of illegal sports betting happening in Wisconsin. Some fantasy sports apps and websites do have gambling elements as well. Coming up, we'll hear about nursing home care for people in the Hmong community in today's Wisconsin Life. Stay with us.
Bookend your day with Morning Edition and All Things Considered.
In a new study, researchers used machine learning to discover that sperm whale communication is much more complex than previously thought.
NPR's Philip Reeves recently went to the former Soviet Republic of Estonia.
TikTok is fighting for its life here in the U.S.
The makers of the hit video app are suing the U.S. government in response.
But on the other hand, you are talking about universal themes like change. I mean, we are all continuing.
Weekdays on WPR News.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about taking care of our elders.
There are groups of people developing ways to improve life for nursing home residents. One particular researcher in Madison is focusing her work on the Hmong population in the upper Midwest. WPR's Anna Marie Yanni talked with her about what motivates her to pursue this work.
Maisie Tao has a longstanding interest in what life is like for refugees long after they've resettled in a new place.
There's a lot of literature and a lot of investigation around what refugees need when they're being resettled, but there's not the question of how do refugees live in the U.S. And that's kind of where my work has been.
For Tao, this work is personal. The medical anthropologist is Hmong, an ethnic population from Southeast Asia. Many became refugees after the Vietnam War. And Tao was born in a refugee camp in Thailand. About a year later, her family resettled in Wisconsin. The state is home to one of the largest Hmong populations in the nation.
And so growing up as a child of this whole refugee experience, like I got to witness a lot of my parents' experiences through the healthcare system.
Experiences that she didn't see reflected in her readings in college.
And so I felt like I had to also insert my own story and insert a different perspective that allow us to kind of see how folks like Hmong Americans were also experiencing the healthcare system. So that, you know, I just knew that if I didn't do the work, no one was going to do it.
Now, Tao is an assistant professor of anthropology and Asian American studies at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She recently led a case study that showcased a poor quality of life for Hmong residents in a Minnesota nursing home. For 4 months, she observed life at the unnamed home and interviewed Hmong residents and staff. The findings were published in August 2024 in the Journal of Applied Gerontology.
There's talk about this sense of abandonment, right, in isolation, right? And for me, like, they experienced that in the refugee camps, right? And I don't want them to experience that in a nursing home in the U.S., right? And so how do we think through these stories that they have to really help improve our care.
Tao conducted all the resident interviews in Hmong. She heard that language barriers were hard for them in the facility.
When residents needed care, they weren't always able to access a Hmong person to ask for what they needed. And so there was a lot of where language then contributed to neglect or just waiting for when your next bath was going to be, right? And so a lot of the experience that the residents were telling me was feeling that, you know, white residents were being taken care of better than they were.
She also found residents did not have an appetite for the nursing home food. But there was more to it than that. Tao says food, and culturally sensitive food, is important to people's well-being. She recalls an interview with a Hmong staffer.
That was the most heartbreaking thing, is these staff members understand the limitations of nursing home care, especially for diverse residents. And, you know, he said that, you know, so he was a nurse and he said, you know, you have to bring food or else that person's not going to get better.
Tao said nursing homes don't need to go to researchers like her to learn how to improve their care. They can ask families.
So this stuff is also personal for me. Like my grandmother also was in a nursing home in Wisconsin. And like the most simple thing is, like, you know, families had to tell the nursing home, like, she doesn't drink cold water. She wasn't drinking water because they were giving her ice water. Right. Which I think, like, that's the thing, is that that's the culture that we institute in these places of care. But then she only drinks warm water or hot water. And so, you know, just asking family members, especially if the person doesn't speak the language, asking family members, what are things we could do to improve the care, would be so important.
Next, Tao is working on a research paper about culturally sensitive care. She hopes her work helps other refugee populations too.
WPR's Anna Marie Yanni brought us that story on improving care for nursing home residents. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowland Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And finally, a quick check of weather. High temperatures in the 20s and 30s across the state today, but a winter weather advisory is in effect for far northwestern Wisconsin. That's going to start overnight and last into tomorrow morning. Could see several inches of snow in that part of the state tonight. And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Thanks so much for being with us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, leave us that rating and review. We love hearing your feedback, and it helps other people find the show as well. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.